Okay, I would like to introduce Vicki Hemingway, and she is actually a Crossline Gold who's been doing Welcome to Pathfinder or Intro to Pathfinder calls for a while now, and she has graciously agreed to host our calls so that we can learn from her. Yay, Vicki! Take it away, Vicki!
Well, thank you.
No, but thank you.
My pleasure. So you want me to just jump in, or is there anything you want me to know before we start?
Just jump in. These are all excited, motivated folks on the line here.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So it would be helpful for me to get a sense of how long people have been using the Ignition Sequence, if they have been using the Ignition Sequence, if they've been using it for themselves, but they haven't really introduced anyone new to the team to it. So I get a sense of how quickly I should be moving along. So could we just kind of maybe do that, a sentence or two each from each of you?
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Okay. We've been using it, but...
Okay, George?
Hello?
George?
Yes?
How long have you been using the Ignition Sequence Guide, if at all?
I haven't really started to get into it yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my butt in gear.
Okay, how about Vivian? You've been on a Pathfinder 1 call for a while, but kind of moved into the gallery, so
right,
would you like to add it?
Well, I'm familiar with the Ignition Sequence, but I haven't had an opportunity to use it with anyone.
Okay.
Okay, Elaine?
I'm on a P1 call now since September, but I'm real curious about how this works for lots of other people in our area and our team.
Okay.
Gary?
I'm somewhat familiar with Pathfinders, but I haven't worked the program at all, so
okay.
I'm pretty new.
Okay, Dave?
I've been kept up to date with a little bit about Pathfinders from Carla Cook, but even the term Ignition Sequence is new to me, so I'm a novice.
Okay,
and then choose Clausen.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I haven't really used it.
Okay.
Okay, and then there's probably several other people who've joined us, so this is probably good representation of the people on the line.
Awesome. That's great. Okay, the first thing is, from now on, if you can have that Ignition Sequence in front of you, because the purpose of the call is to help familiarize everyone with a document, a living, breathing document that represents the railroad tracks that leads us through the Pathfinder program. It's a document that grows with us, that is big enough to incorporate our own personalities, our particular gifts, and our strengths. But what it does is alleviate the confusion between how we work and how we share that information with new people. It gives us a set of tracks that not only helps us stay moving in the direction we want, but to watch all of those people that we bring into the business with us, and we're able to track them in a very simple, easy way, so that really you are creating a dialogue, a conversation, a vocabulary, a viewpoint that is shared by everyone in your group. And that is a very powerful thing. We were introduced to Rick Murphy a couple of years ago by accident, and I was new into the business. I was basically doing it myself, and I knew I needed something that was consistent. And so we kind of started playing around with it, and it has been the thing that has helped build this group as quickly and as solidly as it has. I really believe that because it's a document, people tend to think that if they read through it once, that that's enough. But there is so much information on each page that as you start to really delve into it, you recognize that everything you need to grow a flourishing global business is right there in 40 pages. So it is my hope that through this call, everybody starts to develop the confidence and the ease to use this document both for yourself and for everyone else. Does that make sense?
You are so good, Vicki.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know about that, but thank you.
So, who else thinks Vicki is really good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made perfect sense to me.
Good. Good. So if you have access to a computer right now, and you can be on the phone and in front of a computer at the same time, that would be really great. and you can go to pathfinders.biz and go to that website and then go under tools, and at the bottom of the page you'll see the ignition sequence, and you can pull it right up so that you can move along even before you have the printed document. So does anybody here have that document that they're looking at, or can they get their hands on it quickly?
I have it.
Mary, I've got it. Probably.
Okay. So a couple
I think pretty much everybody can. Yeah, go ahead.
Good.
Sorry.
Perfect. That's all right. So we're going to just start with the first page. And one of the things I know because of my other profession is repetition is the key to confidence. That as silly as it sounds, every single time you go back over the same information, another layer of the onion is peeled back, and you really begin to develop this real strength in the pit of your belly that doesn't leave you in moments of stress, anxiety, frustration, chaos, crisis, rejection. It's just there, and you can depend on that. And I don't know about anybody else, but for me, that was really imperative, that I could drop into my belly and I could say to myself, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly what the next step is. So has anybody had an experience where they've been in a situation and all of a sudden they don't know what the next thing is? No?
Yeah. I think everyone's been in that situation.
Yeah. And it's for me, it can stop the whole process because now I'm thinking about me instead of thinking about the person that I'm in front of. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so one of the things I want to make sure of is that I understand the process so well that I never have to talk about it. That I am completely focused on the individual or individuals in front of me. So that's the purpose and the goal of this 8-week Get Familiar with This Document. So, on the first page, on page 3, it says Declaration of Intent, and as we all know, this is our why. So, it would be great if 3 of you could share my reason for building the Meekhead business is, and then just share that with me and with the group.
This is Sunflower. Hi.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous.
Hi,
Vicki. My reason for building the Meekhead business is to positively impact the lives of 3 million people at least in my lifetime through the Meekhead's 5 pillars of health.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow, powerful.
Thank you. Who else?
Elaine, do you have yours in front of you?
Nobody else?
Vivian, do you have yours in front of you? I know you've done yours.
Yes, I do.
Would you mind sharing?
Not at all. To obtain financial freedom, to have a totally balanced life, spread the wellness to all in need, and the ability to travel when and where I want.
Great.
Awesome. Truth, do you have yours in front of you?
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. How about Doc, do you have yours?
Oh, I don't have mine in front of me, Trish.
Elaine, do you have yours? Elaine? Anyone else?
I'm on another call simultaneously, so...
Oh, sure. Okay, sorry, here. That's fine.
This is Andy. I've got mine in front of me.
Great.
My reason for being in the business is to empower myself and to help others seeking to empower themselves to enjoy more healthful, fulfilling, purposeful, financially free, and balanced lives. To positively impact the quality of many lives by sharing the Meekhead vehicle and vision.
Awesome.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you think it is to know why it is that you're building this business?
12.
And do you think that it's imperative that no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, if you were involved in brain surgery and somebody came up to you and said, so I hear you got this little part-time thing going on. How come you're doing it? That you would be able to, without even thinking about it, look that person in the eye and say, because, but. It's imperative that we do that work for ourselves. It is imperative that that is the thing that we call up before we go into any interaction with someone else. And before we can ask someone who joins us in business to do this, we have to do it ourselves. And for those of us who've been in this for any length of time, we recognize that that why changes. That when we're new, it starts out sometimes either so grandiose that when we're in the privacy of our own homes, we think that is really never going to happen. Or it is so small because it's been so long since we dreamed. The point is, whatever your experience is, when you start to grow that, when you start to develop your why, you can speak to other people's why, because now you've gone through it yourself. So as they're beginning to confide in you that it's been so long that they dreamed, you can nod your head with confidence and say, I know, that was me. I was almost embarrassed to say that I dreamed. And it started out so small, but you know where it is now? Because we know that this is the thing that keeps us safe, that fuels the fire, that makes that passion as people start to try and rip those dreams away. So I want to encourage everybody to go spend the next 7 days really committing to writing out why it is that they are doing this business so that they can say it with confidence. Unless everyone you bring into your business, you believe that this is not that important. And most of us know that this is the single most important thing you're going to do to build this business, is to develop this why. Does that make sense? Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, Vicki, is it better to have it shorter and more concise, or to have it longer and put, like, everything that you have inside of you on it?
I do both. I do one that I carry inside of me that's for me. That if somebody heard it that didn't know me, they'd look at me and think, you are out of your mind.
Okay.
And I have one that I can look somebody in the eye and say, the reason I decided to join Niken, the reason I decided to develop a Niken business, is because I am free to make any choice I want in my life. And I choose the people I work with. And I choose the difference I make on the planet. And I choose how I spend my time with my 5 children. And I choose the charities that are important to me. And I choose the money that I earn. And I choose every single important decision in my life, because there are no limitations. That's why I grow a Niken business. And if you want that kind of choice in your life, join me.
Wow. What do you guys think about that?
Woo-hoo.
Whoa! Is that powerful or what? Wow.
Great.
So it took a while to get there, but I want to make sure that I have the one that feeds me, that has my children's name on it, and the traveling that my husband wants and I want to do. But when I'm trying to touch somebody and convey how serious I am about this business, I want them to know when I finish speaking, I might not be going where she's going, but by golly, she knows where she's going.
Absolutely.
So
boy, you can sure hear that in your voice.
Yeah. And part of that is when I go back to say, I'm so thankful that you shared with me that this is not something you're looking for, but can you think of anyone who those words might resonate with? And there's always one. There's always somebody that they know in their life that's got that kind of fire.
Wow.
That kind of passion. And that's what I want to represent to them. That's who I'm trying to attract. So I don't want some kind of flim-flammy, weak, you know, why. I want to be able to look them in the eye and hold that eye. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. So the next page of the ignition sequence, you ready to move on? Good. Is page 4, which is what type of business will you build? So I'm going to guess that everybody on this call has decided to create a secondary or a primary income, which means you would be a 4 or a 5. Is that true?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So on this page, really, when we're asking someone, when they're in the decision process, this is how we help people make a decision. Because I don't know about you guys, I can only speak from a novice at this, we get really nervous about helping people make a decision. That is a real art form. That takes real confidence to sit down with somebody when you're new and say, so, what are you thinking? And so most of our new people try and avoid that situation. which means that people are kind of being dragged through this long process. Here, have another tape, listen to another DVD, read another article, come to another event before we really sit down. And this takes the burden off of the new person. It helps clarify for someone who's looking at this business that they basically have five options or six options. And it's easy to explain because the piece of paper is there. One, and I try and articulate this, but also let the person read this piece of paper. And so I say, it could be that nothing that Nikan has to offer you is of any interest. And what I mean by that is you are not interested in creating balance in your life. You are not interested in promoting optimum health and taking ownership of your health. And you are not interested in time and money freedom. And that is certainly your choice, and I want to thank you for giving us this much time. It could be.
Wow. What does anybody ever say after you say that?
They say, well, I didn't say I wasn't going to do anything. I said,
I love that.
I just wanted you to know that that is one of your options. And you're free to exercise it, but I want you to be clear about what you're saying no to.
Wow.
When it's a consumer, I say, you have a symptom, and you experience that symptom being relieved. And so that's all you're interested in is, I have this, this is gone, I'd like to buy that from you. Then that's a consumer, and I'd be happy to do that for you. And then I walk them through these five steps, so that they're very clear about what they're choosing. I'm not misleading anyone. I'm not making false promises, and I'm not likely to get caught misrepresenting myself or the company by trying to convince somebody that it's almost too good to be true, this business. I want the people that join me to be very clear that this is a business, and we intend to treat it just like that. And this one piece of paper helps us get really clear about that. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
How to use this?
Yes.
Any questions? Good. So I want you to think back when you were first introduced into the business, or someone that you were introducing to the business, and give me an example of how that decision-making process got a little bit confusing. Does anybody have a story?
This is Ray. When I was first introduced to Nikan, I sat through an hour wellness preview. Then I was surrounded by teachers asking me if I had any questions. I had to admit I didn't know enough about what I just heard to ask an intelligent question. So it was very confusing to me.
Perfect. And I think that is not an uncommon response, is to feel completely overwhelmed and think, okay, for $51.45, fine, just take the check. If it will make all this noise stop. Because clearly it's important, but I'm not sure I understand it. And I believe that this first part of the relationship we're developing with people, we're really setting up the future of our relationship. Are we clear? Are we respectful? Do we know what the process is, and can we help someone see it clearly so that they can make an informed decision? So I want to encourage everybody to just take a look at this and think about, as you move people towards the decision-making process, to open this up. Now, the best part is when somebody says, you know what, I think I might want to make a couple of $100. Would that be okay? I know you're looking for business partners, but I could really use a couple $100 extra. I say, great. And I turn back to page 3 and I say, why? Why do you want to earn an extra couple of $100? Let's write it down. Right now, tell me why.
Wow, powerful.
Well, because what are you going to do with that? Okay, now it's month 9 and you've been earning $300 and that credit card is paid off. Now what are you going to do? You're still earning $300, $400, $500 a month. Now where does it go? What are you building for? You've just gotten yourself out of debt. You've just paid off that thing that's been dragging you down and causing you stress. And now it's clear and it's free and it's open. What are you going to do? Show me. Tell me. So that even if it's a small business, it's a small business built on a passion and a desire that is specific for that person. that's how they know that I care enough to stop instead of saying, good, now get your checkbook out and let's get you going.
Uh-huh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Good.
You're so good, Vicki. Isn't she amazing, you guys?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Wow. So clear.
Yeah. I try.
You do good.
Thank you. I love my job. So it's a pleasure. So on page 5 is the business launch. And these are really, you know, if anybody's listened to Rick Murphy's launch CD, this is basically it in a nutshell. And it's really what stops that process from taking 4 hours to 4 days to get somebody into the computer, teach them why it is that they want advanced CCAN instead of basic. Can you do that in one sentence? Can you explain the difference between advanced and basic in one sentence so this new person who's scared to death will understand what it is that you're doing? Can you let them, you know, this is a document where you let the person read along with you so they immediately start to feel empowered. The computers aren't flying, and get your credit card. No, I need the number again. And, okay, what's that expiration? Yeah, don't worry. This is no big deal. It's only $10. And they're thinking, oh, this is way out. This is spinning out of control. Does this person know what they're doing? And this piece of paper, this part of the document, helps the person see that there's just a system that we're going to walk ourselves through. It can take 20 minutes or it can take 3 days. It makes no difference. So before I do this, I always say, what kind of time do you have to launch your brand new business? This is your business. This is like your restaurant opening up. This is the night before, and we're prepping. We're putting the finishing touches on this restaurant that's about to open its doors. How much time do you need to prep? So that I get a sense, the person understands that this is a very serious business meeting that we're going to be at to launch their business.
That's a great way to explain it.
Yeah, I think using analogies that other people can understand.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Makes me cannot sound so scary.
Yeah, sure. It also makes it sound more serious. I mean, this is, you know, makes it sound like a more serious business.
Absolutely. And I understand that I'm setting my posture. If I start saying things like, oh, it's going to be really fun, you're not going to have to do that much, and you just watch how they, that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's what they believe is, she's convincing me I don't really have to treat this like a business.
Yeah.
That it will just go along and all of a sudden I'll be making money. Is that true? Absolutely not. So from the beginning of the relationship, we've started to misrepresent because we're afraid to tell people that it's going to take work. That this is really the first step in living the life that they've always dreamed of living, so we're going to take it seriously. I give this sheet to someone, these two pages, along with the CD, the launch CD that Rick talked about, and I ask people to listen to it 5 times.
Wow. The Ignition Sequence CD?
Yes.
DVD? Really? Wow.
With the launch portion of that CD. So he's got launch and he's got build.
Wow.
And I ask them to just look at these steps and listen to that launch CD 5 times.
Wow.
And they will know exactly what the logistics are of launching a brand new business from a technical standpoint, from a mechanical standpoint. How do you connect to the company? How do you get the company to track your business? How do you get the stuff? How do you get the tools? And how do you get plugged in?
Wow.
So that they already feel empowered when our next conversation happens. So I can say, now walk me through these steps. What happens next? Tell me what happens next. Yes, that's right. That's what happens next. Great.
Wow.
Go. Next step. What happens next? Yes. Where would you go to find that information? Good. Let's write it down right here so you can remember. How many people do you know that came into this business, they've ordered products, and they don't know how to place an order? They don't know where to go. Exactly. So this helps start to build that confidence, which I think has a lot to do with people staying in. Do you guys have any questions about this page at all? or is it pretty self-explanatory for you at this point?
Do people really listen to the CD five times?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
And if they don't, I say, can you tell me why you decided that you didn't need to listen to it five times?
Wow.
Because I know that great leaders are started out as great followers.
Uh-huh.
The best leaders were the best followers, and that's what I'm looking for, is will somebody really follow? Will they have the courage to admit, I don't know what to do,
yeah,
so I'm going to do what you tell me. And if they won't, if there's going to be a little bit of a power struggle, then I'm going to negotiate with them and make some agreements right up front.
Wow, like what?
I'll say, if you decide that my experience is not going to benefit you, if you believe that you have a better way, I want to encourage you to go do that. But I have no idea how your business will do. I have no idea whether it will work or not. So if you're willing to risk that, that's great. Go. Have a great time. But there's nothing I can do. I really can't help you because those aren't the tracks that we run on.
Wow, cool. Did I hear someone else start to ask a question when I butted in?
No. You have such a quiet group. Kind of like mine last Sunday night, huh?
It was a great group last Sunday night.
Yeah, they're fun. Good. So it goes all the way through page 6, and it's really just the basics. When you get to step 5, and it talks about the Pathfinders program, the only time I talk about this is if I have a strong 4 or a 5. Otherwise, I leave this alone because it starts moving too quickly. And I really don't want to overwhelm the individual. At the beginning, I'll go back and say, at the beginning of this, I say, you're going to pay for 5 things today. You're going to use your credit card for 5 things. So I don't want you to be shocked. And then I count out what those things are so that they know, so that they don't think I'm trying to sneak in the next thing. Okay, so that has been helpful. Then the person knows. Oh, okay, great. $51.45, $10 for advance, auto ship, your basic order, and human being more.
Cool.
So that it's done in one fell swoop. And I always overestimate what it's going to cost. If I know that it's demo and career pack, I always say we're probably looking at somewhere between 22 and 25. Are you prepared to do that today? So that they
cool.
know. Okay?
Cool.
Good. Question?
Can we take you with us everywhere we go?
No. Oh, you don't need me. You've got Tris, for goodness sake. Oh, my gosh. Okay, page 7, plugging you in. I think this is a really important page that oftentimes does not get filled out. So I mimeograph about 20 of these. I bring them to wellness previews. I bring them all over the place so that anybody in my organization that doesn't know how to get in touch with everybody on our team now has access to it, and I go through it. You know, there's language on here that they don't understand. What the heck is a preview? What's the difference between a wellness preview and a home preview? And so I write the dates down of everything that's coming up. I put a calendar, and I attach a calendar in the back with all the events in our state and all of the big events coming up in the next 60 days. And then I make sure that behind that is a list of phone numbers for everybody on the team, and I do a small bio so that if they are looking for a mother that's home with 4 kids, there's a little bit of that story there. And then I pick up the phone and I introduce them to everybody. Say, okay, time to say hello. So we go down the list and we call at least 5 people from the team. It doesn't matter if they're home. I leave the person's phone number, and I try and think of 3 things to say about this individual that says something about who they are as a unique human being and what qualities they bring to our team so that they hear that 5 times in a row.
About themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
About themselves. So take the time to do a plugging in page for your new people, so that as they begin to panic those first couple of days, you know, when they think, what did I do? Can I get out of it? Is it too late? That there's something that they can plug into.
Cool.
I encourage everybody, I give them 7 days to listen to every big picture call.
Wow.
So that they know who it is they're going to be connecting people with. So if
but that's so great to educate them and get them more enthused about NECAN.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So they're listening to everybody say how fabulous this company is.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. So that all those naysayers that are waiting to get their hooks into this new person, I'm feeding them. I'm making sure that they're getting plugged in and they're hearing what it is I want them to be hearing. Okay? And that's a great way to do it because they can drive in the car, punch the numbers in, and listen. And then they know how to hook people up. If they have a preference, if they resonate with somebody in particular, you know. And oftentimes, you know, I'll say, okay, give me a 2-minute synopsis on that call so that I know they've listened to it and I know that they're paying attention to a certain extent. Okay? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Is this helpful to everybody, or are you rolling your eyes like, yeah, why are we on this call? You have to be honest now.
Very helpful.
Okay. Good. Good. So, building for silver on page 8. This is, I always use a whiteboard when I'm drawing this out. And I try and give the person a visual to go home and play with. Because I know for me, when I was new in the business, and I've only been doing this 2 years, that when people started talking about silver 10 minutes after I placed an order, it had no meaning to me.
Sure.
So I wasn't inclined to take it seriously. It was a word that had meaning to them, but not to me. So I immediately felt disrespected because they were speaking a language that they knew I didn't understand. And they were doing it as if I should understand it, so I was completely put off.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot. And this is a conversation that I think you need to look at it like you're growing, you know, whatever it is that's very delicate, and you've got to be really careful of it so that you begin that introduction to, and I use it as the first position, and I'm sure everybody else is, the first position that you're trying to get to as a competent business owner is a level called silver. And that's
cool.
All that it means.
That's a good description.
So that it moves out of the realm of Nikanese and into the realm of why would this be valuable to me? Where's the benefit
mm-hmm.
to me?
Right.
So that I can also see who really sees themselves. So I ask the question, do you see yourself as a leader? Do you see yourself leading thousands of people home?
Wow.
Can you see yourself in that position even now, before anyone, you've even talked to anyone? Is this something that excites you or terrifies you? So that I'm always working for them and with them. I've asked them the question before they have felt the pressure that, God, if I say, no, I don't see myself as a leader, nobody's going to take me seriously. So I better say, yeah. I'm going to go silver. Yep, I get it. And then they can't do it because really inside they don't believe that they can lead. So you're never going to get to silver unless there's some part of you that thinks, I can lead. I mean, you can get people there, but obviously the goal is that someone would decide for themselves. So for me, creating that visual of do you see yourself as a leader, leading millions, thousands of people over the course of 5 years. Are you ready to start building there? Because that's what we're going to do for the next 30 days or the next 4 months. And then when I start talking about the requirements, it makes more sense. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Is that contrary to anybody's thinking, or is that pretty much in line with where everybody else is?
I've been lying.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Good. Trish, you want to add anything? Did I leave?
I think you're amazing. I don't want to add anything.
Okay, you can stop now.
No, I'm serious. This is blowing me away. You're very talented at this.
Okay, page 9 is the Pathfinder's One Commitment Form. And again, this is a pretty heavy duty document, just like the silver is. And I think really the only way you can talk about it is if you've gone through that program, because it is dang hard. It's worth it, but it is dang hard. So I think it's really important that before you start bringing new people into your organization and getting them hooked up to this Pathfinders, that you get them onto a pre-Pathfinders call before, which is where they'll get the confidence around the ignition sequence. They'll become familiar with the language that we use, and it gives you time to go through a P1 course so you know exactly what it is that you're asking your people to do. Because one of the things I know is that in order to make 5 appointments a week, you're probably going to, some weeks you're going to have to contact 30 people.
Yeah.
So
one thing I emailed you, Vicki, that what we want to do is give people an opportunity to commit to doing something similar to a P1, but on their own terms, like
yes.
If they want to. So can we just leave time at the end of the call so we can tell them about that? I think most people know about it because they read the email, but.
Yeah, why don't you do that now? It's a nice segue in.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. This our 45 minutes actually is going to be up pretty soon. Do you think we need a full hour in the future, Vicki?
I don't know. You guys can decide. This is a pretty savvy group, so I'm not sure what you guys are thinking.
Did you cover as much on this call as you normally cover on your first call?
Yeah, and what happens is we'll go back to the beginning, and we'll start to pick up momentum.
Okay. Yeah, I like the idea of 45 minutes. I think sometimes an hour is too draggy. What do you guys think? Is that okay with everyone?
Agreed.
Perfect. I think 45 would be good.
Perfect. Okay. Vicki, I thought you were going to, maybe this comes later, are you going to have one of these calls where you teach the ABC mm-hmm. presentation guide?
Yes.
Okay, is that going to be next week?
We can certainly do it next week if everybody has it.
Okay, can everybody either order the ABC presentation guide or you can download that also from
yes.
pathfinders.biz?
Absolutely.
Can everybody
yes.
do that for next week?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody come prepared to the call next week with your ABC guide. And then part of the purpose of setting up this intro to Pathfinders with Vicki here is to familiarize people with the Ignition Sequence Guide and with the ABC Presentation Guide, which are the tools that are used on the Pathfinder program, and then to give everyone on the call an opportunity to be involved with a support group and an accountability group at whatever level you desire. So you probably read it on my email, but if you would like to be part of a support accountability group, just email my husband, bswank@qs.net, just how many ABCs you would like to be accountable for each week, and what rank you are, and who your upline gold or platinum or diamond is. And then we will email you the names and emails of some people who are at a similar commitment level as you, and you'll partner up with them and be in touch with each other each week. And also what I'd recommend is that you're listening to the Pathfinder calls and that you're reading the same books the Pathfinder One people are reading, and that you're masterminding those with your accountability group too. And because Pathfinders itself is pretty intense, so this is a good chance to create that rhythm and to create those habits and to do the personal growth and to be in a support group, even if you're not quite ready to make the commitment to be in the total Pathfinders. Do you think that's a good idea, Vicki?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're right on the target with that.
If anyone does not have access to email, you can call us, 208-388-3911. If we don't answer, leave a message.
Awesome.
Okay, Vicki.
Is that number 208? What?
388-3911. Mm-hmm. Although email's preferable. But if you can't do email, call us.
Hey, I didn't get your email.
You know what? He wanted me to use one. Let's see. B like baby, swank, S like Sam, WENK, at QWEST, Q like Queen, West.net.
Okay.
Or if you have my email, you can send it there, too. But he's the one who's going to put all this together.
B-Swank at W-E-what?
B-Swank at QWEST.net. Q like Queen.
Okay.
The West Coast. Dot net. B-Swank at QWEST.net.
Okay.
Like Northeast, Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and most of you have my email, so if that's easier, you can send it to me. Okay, so I think we all need to get on the Terry Latham call, the P1 call.
Yeah.
I just would really like to thank you, Vicki. You are very talented at this. I mean, I'm good at some things, but I'm not as good as you at breaking things down like this, and I am so appreciative of your time and your knowledge and your willingness to help our group out. Vicki's a cross line. This is like just a total act of love on her part. So, thank
hey,
you, Vicki.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll see you guys next
you
week.
You do an excellent job.
Thank you.
If you wish to order these, do we go to Focus on Growth to do that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you all for being dedicated, excited Nikanites. Love you all. Have a fantastic Nikan week. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Vicki. Bye, everyone.